بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فمن بعده، my brothers and sisters, I am in Mystic, a place which was settled in 1635, which means that when Shah Jahan was in Agra and ruling in India, Mystic was populated. I don't know what they were doing then. They don't seem to be doing much now, but it's a very beautiful little town. And it's got lots of very interesting shops, full of highly expensive merchandise. But then these kinds of places tend to be like that, where it's more for the atmosphere and all of that. Very tourist-oriented and touristy. It's a town on the bank of the, or both banks of the Mystic River, which goes into the sea, into the Atlantic, into Long Island Sound actually. There is a, from where I am sitting, there is a drawbridge, a huge massive concrete weights on one side, which when they winch it up, it rises up to allow boats to go past. It's a beautiful morning in autumn and fall. It's a little bit chilly, but I mean, temperature-wise, it's not great, not too cold, but there is a bit of a wind which makes it much cooler than it, than the temperature tells you. We are on the fifth of the Why Islam reminders. And the last one I spoke to you about the importance of law. Importance of having clear laws which are constant, which don't change according to the whims and fancies of the time, which don't change according to trends. Laws which are constant because they're based on haq, based on justice, which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide. Today I want to remind myself and you about the other aspect of it, which is, what happens if I don't obey? The issue of law also is of law enforcement. Many countries, especially mine, India, but also that's true for most countries, the problem is not with lack of laws, but with lack of enforcement. The ability of people to get away with breaking the law. In India, of course, as we know, it's a social symbol. It's a mark of your social status. The number of laws that you can break with impunity is what gives you social status. Let me read for you a sign which is here. I'll send you the thing also. It says, always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, a mind that forgets the bad, a heart that forgives the worst, and a soul that radiates kindness. How wonderful that is. Always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, a mind that forgets the bad, a heart that forgives the worst, and a soul that radiates kindness. So to continue with the issue on laws, the question is that if I don't want to follow the law, can I get away with it? And that is another reason why you need Islam. Because in Islam, we know that even where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the choice not to follow laws, it is not possible to get away with it. There is complete and total accountability for everyone, for everything. Nobody can get away with anything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Samiul Basir, He is the one who hears and sees everything. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice is complete. And there is no one who can escape that justice. Now this realization is, for a lot of people, the fundamental thing and the most important thing, to remain good. I know one should do good for the sake of doing good. Obviously, I'm not against that. But for a lot of people, people do good because they know they can't get away with it. So whichever way it is, if you are good because you know you should do good, then alhamdulillah, good for you. But even if you are not, it is good to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be deceived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot hide from Him. And whatever we do, there is always a witness, and that witness is Allah. My brothers and sisters, the beauty of accountability, of the awareness of accountability, is that it ensures that we follow the law. So enforcement of the law is not only in terms of actual physical enforcement, but much more importantly, enforcement by people understanding that there is a witness to what they do. And therefore, a law must be obeyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about this, and He said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything you do, whatever you choose to do, even if it is the smallest of things, something the weight of an atom, there will be a witness to that, and you will be shown that, you will see it. On the Day of Judgment, you will not just be told about it, you will be shown that, we will see it. The thing to remember also is that on the Day of Judgment, illa mashallah, except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect, that viewing will be public. And so, something that you may have done, I may have done, imagining that we are hidden from the rest of the world, will become public on the Day of Judgment. It will be visible, it will be something that everyone will see us doing. Now imagine if it is something bad, the humiliation of that. And therefore, I remind myself and you, playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never a good idea. It is something which is, of course, reflective of lack of iman. I mean, the biggest problem is that it shows that the person does not actually have faith, does not believe in the Day of Judgment, does not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see him, thinks that he can get away with it. But of course, when the time comes, you discover that you can't get away with it, it is too late. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him and not displeasing, because I remind myself and you that in the end, the only thing that will count is whether Allah was pleased with the way we lived this life. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, and the accountability will be based on that purpose. And the purpose is that's the reason Allah created us, that this is, you know, and that's the reason. If we remember that reason, then inshallah the accountability will be easy for us. And if you forget the reason, the time, and we remember that, then immediately make istighfar and tawbah. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. We ask Allah for His forgiveness, we ask for His kindness, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him and not displeasing. Wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.